All right, we do not have a winner. $200 coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Basketball in the zone tonight. The pre, the play, the post. St. John's in their chaotic tempo, their third and adjusted tempo. They're like, you know, Mike Anderson, the 40 minutes of hell.
That's we got to get that as sound effect.
That's actually what their game plan is. St. John's.
Tonight on the zone.
They're a tough team to play because they are so chaotic. I mean, they try and create chaos. They're third and adjusted tempo. So they're the...
Wow.
So this might benefit Creighton to slow it down. But the one thing that... Because I think tonight is a scarier game for Creighton than Saturday is. Creighton's a 9.5-point favorite tonight. Game tips off at 8 here on the zone. Joel Soriano and Ryan Kalkbrenner, the two big men inside, is going to be worth the price of admission and about $10 beers that you're going to get before tip-off.
Yeah.
But I think tonight, because you've been off... Okay, yeah, you gained a little momentum.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have been saying you're about to go on a run because of the way the schedule is set up. But this is kind of a wonky year in the Big East where once a week there's that really odd result. So you got to be careful of any landmines out there. And the margin for error is a little bit small for Creighton, you know, to stub their toe. I saw the latest bracket was on Fox from Mike DeCourcy. This would create a storyline. He has Creighton in a play-in game against Kentucky.
Oh!
Yeah.
Since the NIT.
Well then.
In Omaha have we seen the two lock up, huh?
Yeah, so I think tonight's game for Creighton is scarier. Now, I expect Creighton to win because I think they do a great job of playing defense without fouling, and they will find a way to slow the game down, and they will win this game tonight. But it's just that weird, you had your bye week, you're playing a team that doesn't play like anybody else in the league, and they're going to get in your face, they're going to foul you, they're going to touch you, and if you adjust to that, then you've got a chance, and then the game is over, or St. John's hangs around. I mean, they've proven, look what they did to UConn.
Yeah.
So, I'll watch that tonight, but I think Creighton wins. 9.5-point favorite. And then, keep an eye on, because Xavier and UConn play before them.
Mm-hmm.
And Xavier comes here, and Xavier could have two losses in the Big East, which Creighton has three, and all of a sudden things get interesting, and you're like, well, we're back.
Did you dig deep into old high school basketball and preparing for the trap with those sound effects, by the way? Do you remember, anybody's ever played high school basketball, learning the trap, learning full court press, that was the one thing you always said, bah, 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 bah. That just totally reminded me of that. I felt like you were digging back into the Gary Sharp history. Of up-and-coming basketball.
Now that's going to be stuck in my head because I can just hear it right next to you when
as
you're doing
the
game.
As soon as you set the trap, blah, 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 blah.
So, see, they should have consulted me when they were doing the shooter character, Dennis Hopper's character in Hoosiers.
Yeah.
He should have just gone,
yeah.
Here's how you play defense, guys.
Sure you didn't have one of those shooters at the convenience store there?
That's St. John's.
Would Jimmy Chitt would do though if you're?
But look at this. For example, remember St. John's? They try and speed you up. Remember when Nebraska went there with Grissel at point guard, and I worried. I'm like, this ain't playing Oral Roberts in the Summit League.
Right.
These guys are going to get on you. They're going to touch you, and they're going to speed you up. Mm-hmm. And how do you adjust? And how do you say, hold on here, we're slowing things down?
Right.
Creighton is better built for that.
Yes.
I think another key thing is Creighton does a good job of defending without fouling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that will prove to be also beneficial tonight. But Soriano against Kalkbrenner is going to be a great matchup inside. And you know what you do if you're Kalkbrenner and Soriano comes into the paint? He's a double-double guy. He's a 16-12 guy.
I thought you were talking about extending the elbow knives, but I like the better. Much better.
You don't get called for a foul.
I get more of this out of Gary in the mornings.
Coach Crutchfield, do not hold this against me when you say, hey, you want to get out there on the floor and help our guys out? Guys, hands up, fingers out. All right, legs spread apart. Don't you think if you were guarding somebody and you said that to him, that might throw him off?
It went a little bit.
Yeah, first time.
For a moment, yes. You'd be like, what the?
Got on the bench. What the hell happened there? He scared me.
Does this guy have Tourette's? What's going on here? My gosh.
That was out of his mind.
Damn. What is happening?
Damn. Hour 3 coming up.